Davhei Amud Alef in Pesachim. Yesterday we saw the opinion of Abaye, how he shows us that the Isur of having Chametz, the Chiyuv of burning the Chametz, applies to the 14th of Nisan, not the 15th, rather Erev Achag. How do we know that already from the middle of the day of Erev Pesach, we're not allowed to have chametz? So Abaye told us it comes from, first I'll say it in short, in a nutshell, comes from a stira of two psukim, which leads to a ribui combined with ach chalek. Did you get that? That's the formula of Abaye. One pasuk says shivat yamim, the other pasuk says ach bayom arishon. If you tell me shivat yamim, how do you have ach bayom arishon? You're telling me to burn it the first day, that means I have it on the first day. But you told me Shivat Yamim lo imatze, not supposed to have it. This sort of contradiction leads to Ela Lerabot. The words Ach Bayom Arishon is Lerabot, is a ribui to the 14th. And then the Gemara went on to say, well, how do you know it's Lerabot the 14th? Maybe it's Lerabot the night of the 15th. The Gemara said, no, that can't be, because the night of the 15th, we know from the Hekesh of Hashbatat Seor to Achilat Chametz to Achilat Matzah. Just like Achilat Matzah is Ba'erev, so too Isur of Achilat Chametz and Hashbatat Seor is Ba'erev. Ba'erev meaning the night of the 15th. So I already know that from the Hekesh. So Ach Bayom HaRishon is telling me about Erev Pesach, right? But then the Gemara said, okay, but maybe the ribui goes to be marbe lel yudalet, the night of the 14th. Gemara said that can't be. Ach bayom arishon. It says bayom, in the day. So it's not in the night. So then the Gemara said, eima mitzafra. Maybe it's from the morning. The Gemara said, no, ach chalek. Rashi gave us two pirushim. What's ach chalek? The more common one, as you can tell, this ach chalek is brought at least 10 places in Shas. So it's not only to this pasuk of Ach Bayom Arishon. So it's a general term. What means Ach Chalek? Ach is Mema'et. Kol Achin Verakin Mi'utim. It's a mute. So that's the general explanation. And then Rashi said, it comes out very nice also with a gematria, a special type of gematria of Achas Bata, which means that the gematriot of intervals of seven, the alphabet intervals of seven. So you have sets of three, three, which are mitchalef between them. So Aleph is mitchalef with Chet, and the Chaf is mitchalek with Tzadik. So Ach is turned into Chatz, which is Chatzi, or Chetz, if you want to read it like that. Chatzi is half, that's Chatzot Hayom. From there we know that when it says Ach Bayom Arishon, it means midday of the 14th. Beautiful, 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 beautiful. Now we have Devei Rabbi Yishmael, the yeshiva of Rabbi Yishmael. Devei Rabbi Yishmael Tana, in the yeshiva of Rabbi Yishmael, they taught, Matzinu Yudalet Shenikra Rishon. We find, in fact, that the 14th of Nisan is called Rishon. Which means, this that Abaye told us, listen carefully, this that Abaye told us, that Ach Bayom HaRishon is Lerabot, Arba Asar, it's coming to be Marbe Arba Asar. So now we're trained to know that Lerabot, it doesn't have to be that it fits into the meaning of the Pasuk. It's a ribui. The fact that it's extra comes to be Marbe. Or here in our case, the fact that there is a Stira, it comes to be Marbe. So that's, according to Abaye, it's a ribui. Plus achalek, okay, but it's a ribui, right? Whereas according to Rabbi Yishmael, it's a little bit more than that. Rabbi Yishmael comes to tighten up. He's coming to strengthen the pirush of Abaye. Abaye, it's not just the ribui. It actually, we find in the pasuk that when it says rishon, it's referring to the 14th. The 14th is called rishon, we find it. Where is it? Shenemar, also in Parashat Bo. Barishon, be'arba'a asar yom lachodesh. Right? Barishon, be'arba'a asar yom lachodesh. And then it says, ba'erev tochlu matzot. What's Barishon be'arba'a asar yom lachodesh? Oh, so we see that arba'a asar yom lachodesh is called Rishon. Now I know, I hope that you're asking yourself, that what do you mean, Barishon in Pshat is not referring to the Arba Asar, it's referring to, what's Barishon? To the month. It's the first month. Like we read in this parasha, Chodesh Hazeh Lachem, Rosh Chodashim, Rishon Hu Lachem, Lechodshei Hashanah. So when it says the simple reading, never lose the simple reading of the Pasuk. En Mikra Yotze Midei Pshuto. Never forget the simple meaning. Know how to translate a Pasuk correctly. Own it. Barishon be'arba'a asar yom lachodesh. The literal translation is, in all honesty, Barishon, in the first month, which is Nisan. And then the Torah clarifies, in the 14th of that month, lachodesh. Barishon be'arba'a asar yom lachodesh. So that's the pshat. It comes along Tana Deveri B'Shmael, and he says, Barishon be'arba'a asar yom. The word Rishon is referring to Arba Asar. So you see, Arba Asar is called Rishon. So Abaye, this that you said, Ach, Bayom HaRishon is Lerabot Arba Asar, it's beautiful. It makes sense because we do find that the 14th has been dubbed by the Torah as Rishon. Now you might ask, yeah, but didn't we just say that's not the Pshat of the Pasuk? What are you doing? That's not the meaning, right? You think Rabbi Ishmael didn't know that? Of course he knew that. But do you realize how the Pasuk is made up here? The Pasuk is written in a very strange way. If Barishon would only mean the first month, which is referring to Nisan, so then it should say, Barishon, Bachodesh HaRishon, Be'arba'a Asar Yom. Or be'arba'a asar lachodesh harishon. The Torah speaks like that elsewhere. Why do you have to say barishon be'arba'a asar yom lachodesh? Why are you saying like that? Say b'chodesh harishon be'arba'a asar yom. Or be'arba'a asar yom lachodesh harishon. Then I know rishon is referring to the month. Why do you split the pasuk in such a way? To also give us the mashma'ut, to also give us the notion that Rishon is referring to Arba'a Asar, not just the Chodesh. Yes, in Pshat, honestly, in Pshat, it's referring to the Chodesh. But the way the Pasuk is constituted leads us also, it's a, like in a way of a drasha, to the notion that Rishon is also referring to Arba'a Asar. Arba'a Asar is called Rishon. Comes in handy. So therefore, when it says the pasuk, ach bayo, a different pasuk, ach bayom harishon tashbitu se'o, that's our pasuk that we're dealing with. Bayom harishon is the 14th. So Rabbi Ishmael comes and he helps out Abaye. He's not like saying a totally different thing. We're going to see that the next one, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, is actually saying something totally different. That's, we're going to see from Rashi, that Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak is the one who is, you know, arguing more or less with Abaye. Rabbi Ishmael, you don't have to say he's arguing. He's just tightening the screws a little bit more. You, Abaye, you left it as lerabot. It's a ribui. It's more than that. We actually find that Arba Asar is called Rishon. Where? Barishon be'arba asar yom lachodesh. Beautiful. That's Rabbi Ishmael. Go ahead. Yosef, you want to ask?
Is Rabbi Ishmael saying that my opinion is more efficient?
No, Rabbi Ishmael is just adding like a sa'ad ve'semech. He's supporting, he's strengthening the teaching of Abaye. Abaye taught us that ach bayom arishon is lerabot arba asar. It's talking about the 14th. Comes along Rabbi Ishmael and says, guess what? I agree with you. You know why? Let me give you a little support. What's the support? We find in a different pasuk that the Torah calls the 14th by the title Rishon. So when it says, Ach, Bayom HaRishon, yes, it can very well be referring to the 14th.
But how do you know that? I know they don't reject each other, but I'm saying, how do we know that?
So I'll show you by continuing in Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, and you'll see a certain phrase in Rashi that gave this thought to me. Okay? And then I saw it also at Pnei Yeshua. So that's why I told you when I said pay attention, I want you to get that. Rabbi Ishmael is more along the lines of Abaye. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak is going to say different than Abaye. Look what Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Amar. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. So simply, you know, Daf Yomi learning, here we come to a third opinion of what's the source, right? You could get away with that. But when you really want to be midakdek, how to learn the Gemara, so, you know, Rabbi Ishmael that we just learned was an additional strengthening to Abaye. Now we come to Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Amar, Rishon de Meikara Mashma. The word Rishon actually means the day before. It doesn't mean first of. It means preceding. Rishon de Meikara Mashma. Which means, as we're going to see in Rashi, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak is telling Abaye, I don't need your stira. You see, what caused Abaye to say Lerabot Arba'asar? The pressure of the contradiction. You have a contradiction between two psukim, so out of pressure you say, you must say. You see, according to Abaye, it's a you must say. You must say that it's the 14th. Came along Rabbi Ishmael, and he said, yeah, you know, if it's pretty good what you said. It's not such a must say. It's very good. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak comes and say, you know, must say. It's not because you must. It's actually what it means. When it says, Bayom HaRishon, it actually, in the mashma'ut of the word, in the meaning of the word, grammatically, it means the day before. And he brings you a beautiful proof. It brings you a pasuk from Iyov. The Amar Kra, the pasuk in Iyov says, Harishon Adam Tivaled. Please read the pasuk correctly. Harishon Adam Tivaled. And read it in a way of a question. Eliphaz HaTemani was giving Musar to Iyov. Iyov was complaining about his Yisurim. What's going on? I don't deserve this. And on and on. That's the whole theme of the of 90% of Sefer, 95% of Sefer Iyov. And Eliphaz and company, yeah, there's a few friends there, they give Musar to Iyov. So Eliphaz tells Iyov, who do you think you are? Harishon Adam Tivaled, were you created before Adam Harishon? You're talking about Hashem like you're better than Adam Harishon, as if you were around before Adam Harishon. Who do you think you are? Now, Harishon Adam Tivaled. How do you translate those words? It's like it says, Hakodem Adam Tivaled. Were you born before Adam? So what does the word Rishon mean? Before, says Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. When it says, Ach Bayom Harishon, it means the day before the Shivat Hayamim. Beautiful. I don't need the stira, even without the stira, even without the haketzad. The ach bayom harishon is the day before. Let's see that in Rashi, Rabotai. Look in Rashi. Rishon demikara mashma. Notice that Rashi doesn't say anything about Rabbi Ishmael. He got from the Dibur HaMatchil, Rishon demikara mashma. That's the words of Rabbi Ishmael. That's not, of Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, not Rabbi Ishmael. So look, Rishon de Meikara Mashma, Belav Rumya Dikra Ahadadi, without the contradiction of the two psukim that Abaye told us about, Mashma Rishon be Mashma Utikra. It's Mashma Rishon in the meaning of the pasuk, Shehu Yom Kodem. Lechol Shiv Adikra, that it's the day that precedes all 7 days of the Pasuk, Dikra, that are mentioned in the Pasuk of Shivat Yamim, Matzot Tochelu. And then Rashi put a comma after the word Dikra. Shu Kodem Lechol Shiv Adikra, put a comma there. Kevan Dichtiv Shivat Yamim Matzot Tochelu, since the Pasuk says 7 days you eat Matzot. Ach, Bayom HaRishon. What does that mean? But on the Yom HaRishon, Rishon Kodem Lema'aseh, Ka'amar. The Rishon is before the act of eating matzot, which is mentioned in the Pasuk. Before, did anybody have trouble with translating the word Ma'aseh in Rashi? Kodem Lema'aseh? So it means the Ma'aseh, the act of eating mitzvot that's written, matzot that is written in the Pasuk. Rishon, before that, before those 7 days of eating matzot, Tashbitu, ach bayom rishon tashbitu, ashbatat se'or. Now, you see where I got, you asked me before, where did I get the way I explained to you that Rabbi Shmaya was not really arguing, but Rav Nachman. Because look, on Rav Nachman, Rashi says, belo rumya, even without the contradiction. Mashma, he didn't say that on Rabbi Shmaya. Mashma Rabbi Shmaya is still going with the rumya dekrai. Mashma Rabbi Shmaya is still building on the contradiction of Abai, is just strengthening it, like I told you before. It's Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak who comes and says, move away, guys, move away. You don't need the Rumya Dekra, you don't need the contradiction. The Mashma'ut of the Pasuk, implicit in the word, is already the meaning of the 14th of Nisan.
But what, you're right. I'm saying, I saw that we had the Shas rule of, we had the Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Amar after, so he's giving his new opinion.
Okay, I mean, that you could say that you know, actually fits in with the fact that it says Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Amar. The rule that you're referring to is when it says Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, it's a whole, you know, separate statement. It's not an argument. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Amar, meaning he's arguing. Okay, very good. And by Tana Deveri Bishmael, does it say that? It doesn't say. Deveri Bishmael Tana. Very good. Okay. I would not have brought that out from there. I that's not enough for me to like prove it. But from Rashi, where all of a sudden when it comes to Rav Nachman Yitzchak, he says, Af belo rumya dekra b'mashmaut. Oh, so wait a second. Where was Rabbi Shmaya? What about him? Mashmahi is still with Rumya Dekra of Abaye. So that's where I got the word. And the Pnei Yeshua says like this. That's how he explains.
Because of Rashi.
Yeah, from the words of Rashi. From the words of Rashi. And also, if you think about it, listen, there's a difference between Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak and Rabbi Shmuel. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak is telling me, what was the wording that he used? Rishon de Meikara Mashma. What does Rishon de Meikara Mashma mean? I'm telling you in the meaning, in the mashma'ut. Mashma means in the meaning of the word. Tana de Rabbi Shmuel, he didn't say that. He said, Matzinu, we find that the 14th is actually dubbed Rishon. So he's not proving it to you from the meaning. He's just like supporting by saying, you know what? Abaye, kudos to you. You came up with a good thing. You know why? Because it actually fits in with the Pasuk. It says, you know, that the 14th is called Rishon. So it's not as definitive as Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak is. Also because of what I told you before, that the pshat of the Pasuk is really different. Barishon, the pasuk that Rabbi Shmuel brought, Barishon is referring to the Chodesh, but because the pasuk is written in a very odd way, so it lends itself to a drasha. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak is not saying a drasha; he's saying grammar. He's saying that it actually is the meaning of the word Rishon, and that's what the Gemara is going to take off right now and go all off on this. Well, you're telling me that Rishon means before? Ooh, I got some psukim lined up for you, you know, that you got to work on. Now that you tell me this this new pirush on the word Rishon. Right? That's what we're going to get into right now. So asks the Gemara like this. Ela me'ata. Don't you love the Ela me'atas of Shas? Ela me'ata. If so, now that you said such a thing, I got some questions for you. Ela me'ata, ulkachtem lachem. Now we move from Parashat Bo to Parashat Emor. That's a very important point. You'll see later. We move. This is now quoting from Emor. You know, basically, you know, Bo is talking about Pesach because it's Yetziat Mitzrayim. So it talks about Pesach. In Emor is where you have the parasha of all the Moadim. Ele. And you have there, you know, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, everything. So there by Sukkot, it says, Ulkartem lachem bayom arishon. And you should take for you the lulav, etrog, arava, and hadas. You should take for you bayom arishon. Right? That's the mitzvah of the arba minim. Ulkartem lachem bayom arishon. Asks the Gemara, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, hachinami, this too, shall we say rishon demikara mashma? Are you going to tell me that over here when it says rishon, it means before? Oh, so that means that we're supposed to take the arba minim on erev Sukkot? We know that's not the meaning, right? We know that's not the case. We know that the mitzvah of arba minim begins when? On the 15th of Tishrei, not the 14th of Tishrei. But you told me that rishon means before. Before the 7 days of Sukkot, ulkachtem lachem vayom arishon. So what are you going to do about that? Pasuk, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. Answers the Gemara on his behalf. Shani hatam, there is different. Don't ask from there. There is different. Dichtiv, because there in the Pasuk, what does it say? Usmachtem lifnei Hashem elokechem shivat yamim. The Pasuk in its entirety is ulkachtem lachem vayom arishon, peri etzadar, kapot emarim, vaanaf etzavot, וערבי נחל, וסמכתם לפני השם אלוקיכם שבעת ימים. Take for yourselves on the first day, the four species, and rejoice before Hashem 7 days. Oh, מה שביעי? שביעי לחג. So we make a comparison. Just like when it says, וסמכתם לפני השם אלוקיכם שבעת ימים. The seventh day, everybody is in agreement that it's the seventh day of Sukkot. Af rishon, rishon lechag. So when it says in the beginning of the pasuk ulkachtem lachem bayom arishon, it means rishon lechag, the first of the chag. So don't ask me from there. You know, you have to deal with each pasuk in its own right, and that pasuk in its own right points to the fact that when it says rishon, it means the first of the 7 days. Whereas by us, all the way back in Parashat Bo, when it says Ach Bayom Arishon, it's the Meikara, the day before. So the Gemara is relentless. The Gemara says, you can't just pull my leg like that. That's not how it goes. Hachanami k'tiv. Ach Bayom Arishon tashbitu shivat yamim atzot ochelu. What's going on? What kind of an answer is that? Over here also it says shivat yamim atzot ochelu. So when it says Bayom Arishon Tashbitu, make the comparison to Shivat Yamim Matzot Ochelu. So just like Shivat Yamim Matzot Ochelu, Ma Shvi'i, Shvi'i Shel Chag. So when it says Ach Bayom Arishon, it's Rishon Shel Chag. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, what did you save there? It says the same thing here. So the Gemara begins to break a little bit here. What does the Gemara say? No, it's different still. Im ken nichtov kra rishon. If it would mean the first of the 7 days, it should say just rishon without the he idea. Harishon, ach bayom, harishon. Lamali, why do you say harishon? Shma mina l'kedamar. So that proves what we said. What is it that we said? That in this case, it's rishon k'demikara. Demikara means the day before, the 14th. The Gemara says, wait, hold on. Ihachi, if so, hatam nami. Over there also, in Parashat Emor, ulkachtem lachem bayom, harishon, with the hey idea, lamali. So over there, why does it say hey behe idea? Why does it say bayom harishon? You're telling me, bayos, ach bayom harishon, tashbitu the hey, comes to tell me harishon the day before. So, back to Parashat Emor, it says Ulkachtem lachem bayom arishon. V'tu, now the Gemara gets even more excited. There's more questions. V'tu, hatam dichtiv. What about the pasuk there? Another pasuk there in Emor, in the same vicinity, of course. Dichtiv. It says bayom harishon Shabbaton u'bayom hashemini Shabbaton. It says on the first day it's Yom Tov, and on the eighth day, Shmini Atzeret, is Yom Tov. Eima Rishon de Meikara Mashma? Shall I say that over there when it says Bayom HaRishon, it means the day before? Imagine, the day before Yom Tov is Yom Tov. Does that even make sense? The day before Yom Tov is Yom Tov? What does that mean? It can't be, right? So the Gemara says, no. Don't ask from there. Shani Hatam over there is different. The Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, Uvayom HaShemini Shabbaton. And on the eighth day is Shabbaton. So we understand. Ma Shemini Shmini Dechag. Just like when it says Shmini, it means the eighth of the Chag. Af Rishon, Rishon Dechag. When it says Rishon, it means Rishon Dechag. So that's different. Don't ask that on Arab Pasuk. Okay, fine. That takes care of the Vitu Hatam, the second question that you asked. But we're back to the first question. HaRishon Lamali, but what about the Hey Haidia? Why does it say Hey? You told me that Ach Bayom HaRishon, it's from the HaRishon, the Hey, that we learned that it means the Mikara, the day before. So why over there it says Ulkachtem Bayom HaRishon, and it says also Bayom HaRishon Shabbaton, Bayom HaShemini Shabbaton. What do you do with the Hey Haidia? The Gemara says, we give treatment locally. Over there, lemi'utei chulo shel moed. When it says harishon, it's coming to be memayet chulo shel moed. That there's no mikra kodesh, that there's no isur of asiyat melacha an chol moed. And as Tosfot also says in the small Tosfot lemi'utei, he says also the mitzvah of lulav is not during midoraita, is not during chol moed. Of course, midorabanan we do. But that's not Midoraita. Midoraita, it's only on the first day. So when it says HaRishon, it's coming to be Memayet Chulo Shel Moed. So therefore, don't, that over there is different. Our He Haidia, Ach Bayom HaRishon, is still telling us it means the 14th. The Gemara says, wait a second. Chulo Shel Moed, Mirishon Ushmini Nafka. I don't need the He Haidia of Bayom HaRishon Mikra Kodesh to exclude Chulosh El Moed. Chulosh El Moed is already excluded from the very words of the Pasuk. What does it say in the Pasuk? Bayom HaRishon Shabbaton uBayom HaShemini Shabbaton. What is the Pasuk saying? The first day and the eighth day is Yom Tov. Excluding what? The days in between. The intermediary days, which is Chulosh El Moed. It's not from the He Haidia that it's excluded. Chol HaMoed is not excluded from the He'idea. Chol HaMoed is excluded from the very words of the Pasuk itself. So we're back to the question, why do you have the He'idea by Yom HaRishon in Parashat Emor, in that Pasuk? Says the Gemara, Itzterich. I need the He'idea. Without that, I would still think Chulosh El Moed is part of the Mitzvah of Lulav, is part of the Isur of Asiyat Melacha. Why? Salka data chamina, I would have thought to say, if it would just say, Bayom Rishon Shabbaton, Ubayom Shemini Shabbaton, I would have said, maybe Chulosh HaMoed is also part of the package. Ho'il de katav rachmana, Ubayom HaShemini. Since you have the Vav of and Bayom HaShemini, Vav Mosif Alinyan Rishon, as we know, Vav is always adding on what comes beforehand. So I would have thought, De'afilu b'chulosh el moed. U'bayom ha'shemini, what's u'bayom and the eighth? It's coming to be mosif on the seventh, the sixth, the fifth, the fourth, the third, and the second. So I would have thought, maybe chol ha'moed is also included. Kamashmalan, the he ha'idia of bayom ha'rishon. Only the first day. Only the eighth day. Not chulosh el moed. So the Gemara asks a question that's very nice and dandy and fancy. Beautiful, beautiful. But it's like touching your left ear by going like this. Ve'lo lichtov rachmana lo vav ve'lo he. Are, what caused me to have a hava mina that chol ha'moed is included in the package of Yom Tov? Vav mosif, the fact that it says uba yom ha'shemini. So how did the Torah rectify that? HaRishon. The Hey idea comes to be Memayim. So you know what? Why did the Torah write the Vav in order to have to write the Hey? Don't write the Vav, you won't have to write the Hey. So what's the purpose of all this? If the Torah wanted to tell me that Chol HaMoed is excluded from the Isur of Asiyat Melacha, it should not have written the Vav to begin with. And then I don't need the Hey idea. So it doesn't make sense to say that the Hey of HaRishon is needed to exclude Chol HaMoed, because I would have thought to include it from the Vav. Don't write the Vav, and then I don't need the he. Vetu, and furthermore, now the Gemara is really going to put the stamper on it. Vetu, hatam dichtiv bayom marishon mikra kodesh yelachem. A different pasuk over there, when it says bayom harishon mikra kodesh yelachem. Oh, rishon de miikara mashma. Are you going to tell me over there that it means rishon de miikara? Can't be. Mikra Kodesh is only from the 15th, not from the day before. And yet it says, Bayom HaRishon. So in other words, the Gemara is asking from multiple places in Parashat Emo. Let's call it the Parasha of Mikra Kodesh, all right? That's actually how Tosfot calls it in Dibra Matchil Kedetana. In that Parasha, in Parashat Emo, which starts with Ele Mikra Ele Moadeh Hashem Mikra Kodesh, it says the word Barishon or Bayom Arishon multiple times. And the Gemara is asking from all those times, none of them make sense to say that it means Meikara. So what gives you the idea that when it says Ach Bayom Harishon way back in Parashat Bo, that it means Meikara, that it means the day before? Don't give me all these ways out. It's, oh, that's to teach me Chol HaMoed. No, it's not to teach me Chol HaMoed. Because don't tell me the Vav, I don't need the He. And besides, there's another Pasuk. Bayom HaRishon Mikra Kodesh Yelachem. What are you going to do with that now? That's for sure also not the day before. And it has the He idea, and it says Rishon, and everything you want. So what's going on? Therefore, the Gemara comes to the final explanation here. The Gemara says, Elaha nishlosha rishon mi baile lekidetani devera bishmael. Those three rishons that are written in Emo. Remember, I told you we are moving to a different parasha. You have to separate that in your mind. Those three rishons in that parasha of Emo, those three rishons, that, which three? Which are the three? The one that tells us the mitzvah of Arba Minim, Ulkachtem Lachem Bayom HaRishon. And then the one that tells me Bayom HaRishon Shabbaton Ubayom HaShemini Shabbaton. And then the other one, Bayom HaRishon Mikra Kodesh Yelachem, right? So these three rishons, Elahani Shlosha Rishon Mibailei, they're needed for a special drasha of Tana de Rabbi Ishmael. Don't get mixed up. It's not referring to the Tana de Rabbi Ishmael that we learned before up in the page. No, a different drasha, not connected. Don't start asking me, making a whole pilpul now, is it connected to the one before? No, it's not. Case closed. What's the limud of Tana de Rabbi Ishmael? De Tana Devei Rabbi Ishmael, because in the yeshiva of Rabbi Ishmael they taught the following: Bischar Shlosha Rishon Zachu Lishlosha Rishon. Am Israel, in reward for three, for fulfilling three Rishons, they will merit three Rishons. Mida keneged mida. Now, what does it mean, Bischar Shlosha Rishon? In reward for fulfilling the three Rishons. Which three Rishons? The three Rishons in Parashat Emo. The one Rishon is the mitzvah of Arba Minim. The other Rishon is the mitzvah of Shvita Bechag, of not doing work on Sukkot. And then the third one, Bayom HaRishon Mikra Kodesh Yelachem, which is a pasuk in Pesach there, Shvitat Chag HaPesach. In reward for these three mitzvot, not working on Pesach, not working on Sukkot, taking the Arba Minim, we shall merit three Rishons. What are these three Rishons? Number one, Lehachrit Zar'o Shel Esav. The day will come when the descendants of Esav will finally be obliterated from the world. That's Amalek. The second, and that's called Rishon, as we will soon see. The second is Binyan Bet HaMikdash. We will be Zochet to Binyan Bet HaMikdash. And the third, Lishmo Shel Mashiach, to the name of Mashiach, which means the coming of Mashiach. How do we know that each one is Rishon? Here are the Psukim. Lehachrid Zar'o Shel Esav, the descendants of Esav will be finally destroyed. Dichtiv Hayetze HaRishon Admoni Kulo Ke'aderet Se'av. Esav is called Rishon, not only Rishon, HaRishon, yeah? Vayetze HaRishon Admoni, that's Esav. Ulebinyan Bet HaMikdash, how do we know the building of the Bet HaMikdash is called Rishon Dichtiv? Kise Kavod Marom Merishon, Mekom Mikdashenu. So Mekom Mikdashenu is called Rishon. Ulishmo Shel Mashiach Dichtiv. Many people have the minhag to say this pasuk in Havdalah. Rishon leTzion hine hinam, veLirushalayim mevaseretein. Rishon leTzion hine hinam. That's talking about Mashiach. So, in other words, what did the Gemara answer? We come back to Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak said that when it says Ach bayom harishon, what does it mean? Rishon leMeikara. He actually has a proof for that from Iyov, HaRishon Adam Tivalet. So it means the day before. Ah, you'll bring me all the Rishons in Parashat Emor that clearly mean the first day of the 7 days of the Chag, not the day before. Says the Gemara, those words, Rishons, are not coming for the Mashma'ut. They're not coming for their meaning. The meaning of Rishon is before. Over there, those words of Rishon are coming for the hint of the drasha. It's put in there. The word Rishon is put into those psukim as a wink from HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling Am Yisrael, you do these three Rishons, and I'm going to give you, in the days to come, three Rishons. Leachrit Zaro Shel Amalek, and Vinyan Vet HaMikdash, and Shemo Shel Mashiach. Let's see that in Rashi, Rabotai. Rashi. Let's see Rashi. Ela mehani shlosha rishon. Alright? Ela mehani shlosha rishon dichtiv b'mikra kodesh. These three rishons that are written in Mikra Kodesh. Dichtiv b'mikra kodesh de Pesach. I'm sorry, you read it like this. Ela mehani shlosha rishon Dichtiv b'mikra kodesh de Pesach, that's one. U'mikra kodesh de Sukkot, that's two. U'mitzvat lulav, from these three rishons, lo totiv l'Rav Nachman. You cannot ask from those three rishons on Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Why? Dehani rishon dichtiv b'u, because the word rishon that are written in those three, Lav le mashma utayhu kaati. Underline those words. Lav le mashma utayhu kaati. They're not coming for the meaning. Because what's the meaning? The meaning is Rishon de Meikara. Over there, the word Rishon is not coming with its meaning. Ela shema be'almahu. Not shema. Shema. It's a name by itself. It's a title. Ela shema be'almahu. The word Rishon is like a title. This mitzvah of Ashbatat Chametz is given a title. What's the title? It's called Rishon. Why am I giving it the title of Rishon? To hint to you that it comes with a reward that is called Rishon. Denikre'u Rishon. They're called Rishon. It's not the mashma'ut of Rishon. It's called Rishon. Ukedetana de Rabbi Shmuel. As Rabbi Shmuel told us, next Rashi, Bischar Gimel Rishon, and the reward for the three Rishons, which are Shvitat HaRegel de Pesach. Shvitat HaRegel de Pesach means not doing work on the Chag of Pesach. Regel de Pesach means Chag of Pesach. Shvitat HaRegel de Chag, not doing work on Chag. Untilat Lulav, that's Ulkachtem Lachem Bayom HaRishon. Shenikreu Rishonim, Zachu Lishlosha Rishon. They are Zochet to three Rishons. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
Why are these mitzvot connected? Why did Hashem decide that the zechut of these mitzvot will bring this merit.
So Yosef is asking, what's the mida keneged mida here? Why? Because of these three, we get these three. And how does each one correspond with the other? So look in the Meharsha. You go to the back, in the Chidushei Agadot, in Daf Hei Amud Aleph, Zachu Lishlosha, Ha'inyan Mevo'ar. See the words of the Meharsha. Zachu Lishlosha, Ha'inyan Mevo'ar, Kitam HaShvita BePesach Sheneemar Bo HaRishon. This is something you could say by the table this Shabbat. It has to do with Parashat HaShavua. The reason for celebrating Chag HaPesach, Shvita BePesach, you know, keeping it as days of without Melacha, right? Kiboni galu Yisrael min ha-mesha'bedim otam, because we were redeemed from those who were enslaving us. Ve'akadosh Baruch Hu hayadan otam bechol mine makot utvi'a bayam. And Hashem wrote miracles for us, and He sentenced the Egyptians to all kinds of plagues, and eventually, ultimately, to be drowned in the sea. Ubizchut shvitazu, so in merit of celebrating Pesach that commemorates Yetziat Mitzrayim, Yiga'alu gam le'atid, they will be redeemed in the future. Ve'esav shenikra harishon ha-mesha'bed otanu, and Esav that is called Rishon, who is enslaving us, we are in Galut Edom, we're in the Galut of Esav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu yadin oto v'yachrit zaro. So there you have the parallel between Shvitat Chag HaPesach and Lehachrit Zaro Shel Amalek. That's pretty easy, right? Hashem was machrit the Mesha'abedim. He destroyed the Egyptians who enslaved us. So in merit of celebrating Pesach that commemorates that, we will see also the ultimate destruction of Esav that enslaves us. V'yachrit Zaro. K'dayamina b'perikama de Rosh Hashanah, b'nisan igalu b'nisan atidim ligael. Right? There's meaning from the statement in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah that Nisan we were redeemed and in Nisan we're going to be redeemed in the future. So you see the correlation between Yetziat Mitzrayim and the ultimate Geula and redemption from Zar'o Shel Esav. Vehuta mashbatat se'o bePesach. And that's the reason for having to destroy the Chametz on Pesach. Ki se'o sheba'isa hu ha-yetzer hara. Because the yeast in the dough symbolizes the Yetzer Hara, as we know. Hu kocho shel sitra acha, that's the koach of the sitra acha, saro shel Esav, who is the angel of Esav, sheikaret bizman ha-geula. The sitra acha, the Yetzer Hara, the seor sheba isa, will be destroyed in the time of the geula. So it's all beautiful how keeping Pesach corresponds to the first one of the Rishon, which is lehachrit zaro shel Esav, ultimately in the geula hashlema v'bimerav yamenu. That's number one. Number two, tam hashvita. What was the second rishon? The shvita in Chag Sukkot, celebrating Sukkot. V'tam hashvita v'Chag Sukkot sheneimbar bo harishon behotzianu Hashem miMitzrayim paras Sukkot shelomo alenu. Why do we celebrate Sukkot? When He took us out of Mitzrayim, He spread over us His shelter of shalom, of peace. Kemo shekatuv ki basukot oshavti. Oh, so Sukkot commemorates the fact of the ananei kavod that gave us shade, that sheltered us. We were betzila dimhemnuta. In the midbar, we were under the shelter of Hashem. Yoshev v'seter elyon betzel shaddai itlonan. That was in when we were in the midbar. Ki basukot oshavti. Bizchut ze yizku legeula bebinyan bet hamikdash. That correlates to the building of the Bet HaMikdash. Lehashrot shechinato alenu. Once again, He will cause the Shechina to dwell and hover over us. Like it says in the pasuk, ketam vayhi beshalem suko onato betzion. It's beautiful. Pasuk in Tehilim, that brings us the connection between the Bet HaMikdash and the word Sukkah. The Bet HaMikdash is called a Sukkah, because Sukkah means a shelter, it means shade, like Tzchach, the word Tzchach. When the Bet HaMikdash will be built, that's Ufros Alenu Sukkah Shelomecha. That's the ultimate Perisat Sukkot Shelomo. That's the building of the Beit HaMikdash. So that's the second one. Beautiful. Now we're left with the third one, right? What's the third one? The mitzvah of the Arba Minim that correlates to Shemosh Shel Mashiach. Notice it didn't say in the Gemara Mashiach. It said the name of Mashiach. Let's see. V'ta mitzvat lulav she'ne'emar bo harishon. Mitzvah of lulav also says harishon. What's the reason? Al shem hasimcha. The reason to take the Arba Minim is to rejoice with Hashem. Kemo shekatuv ulkachtem lachem usmachtem. That the pasuk openly says that. That you should take the four minim with which you will rejoice before Hashem. So the mitzvah of the Arba Minim is to rejoice, is to be besimcha in front of Hashem. Izku lesimcha leatid, we will be zoche to the ultimate simcha in the future. Bevo Mashiach, shenikra rishon, when Mashiach comes. Vedikdek lomar lishmo shel Mashiach. The Gemara is medayek to say, we will be zoche to the name of Mashiach. What's the name of Mashiach? You have any Chabad Chassid next to you? He's going to enjoy the next few words in the Marsha. Sheshmo Menachem. That the name of Mashiach is Menachem. Beautiful, huh? There's the Gemara in Sanhedrin that gives us all kinds of opinions. What's the name of Mashiach? And it doesn't necessarily have to mean the actual name. It means what is the Mashiach going to represent? So there's a lot of names there that it speaks about. Shiloh is one of them. Yinon is another one. Menachem is another one. And all of them are right. Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim Chaim. But here the Me'arsha is focusing on the name Menachem. What's Menachem? Shehu yenachamenu v'yisamechenu. He's going to bring us nechama, comfort, consolation, and happiness. Kemo shekatuv, samechenu ki moti nitanu. In that perek in Tehilim, which begins with Yoshev Beseter Elyon, it says, samechenu ki moti nitanu. Shenot ra'inu ra, Hashem, give us simcha with the days of Mashiach, like the days that you caused us inui, that we were afflicted. And what does the Me'arsha finish with? With a tefillah. V'chen yehi ratzon b'mera b'yamenu amen selah. And so should be b'mera b'yamenu amen selah. Beautiful words of the Me'arsha. If you look in the Ben Yoyada, he gives a different pirush. It's quite a long one.
That without the hay, it would have included all the days of Chol-a-Moed. Is that a rule that's everywhere like that? Because I think before we had that with the Pesukim in Bo with Pesach, we had a Vav there also.
Usually Vav adds. It's a famous rule. Vav Mosif al Inyan Rishon. Right? The famous Rashi in the beginning of Mishpatim. Ve'ele ha-Mishpatim, Vav Mosif al Inyan Rishon. You have always, Vav adds. So yeah, in each place, in accordance with its context, you have to see what it adds. Vav usually adds. Although the Radak, in the beginning of Sefer Yoshua, and he refers to it other places in his Pirush in Tanakh, he says that Vav is not necessarily always adding. Vav is just the derech of Lashon HaKodesh. That's the way of Lashon HaKodesh, that the narratives of the Tanakh begin with Vav. Yeah, Vayhi, everything is with Vav. So not necessarily does it have to be connected. But according to Chazal, normally Vav is Mosif Alinyan Rishon. So yeah, that is a rule. It doesn't mean there are no exceptions, but that is a rule.
Right. What method, again, was the opinion of the Beit Midrash of Rabbi Yishmael, Tanu Masinu Yudal Shenikra Rishon? Is that like a
binyanav? No. It's not a binyanav. It's not a mamatzinu, even though he used the word matzinu. That's not. Mamatzinu is when you're comparing. Rabbi Shmuel was just showing you that in the pasuk itself, we see that when it says Rishon, it means the 14th, because we see that the 14th is called Rishon. In a different pasuk, Barishon, Ba'arba'asar Yom Lachodesh. So we see Ba'arba'asar Yom Lachodesh is called Rishon. So when it says Ach Bayom HaRishon, it's not far-fetched. You hear what I'm saying? See, according to Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, he builds it into the meaning of the Pasuk. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says, it's not far-fetched to say that Rishon means the 14th, because we do find that in a different Pasuk.
So what would you call it? A remez?
It's like a... It's a... You know, it's not a mamatzin. It's a drasha. It's not a... maybe it's more than a remez. It's more than a remez. More than a remez. It's built into the. It doesn't have a name. What Rabbi Ishmael is doing here, it's just showing a little bit more of a support to what Abaye said.
But it's not enough to be like its own opinion. I think it's more efficient than a riboy. You have to have
hakitzah. Right. So I told you. So it's more. I actually said that. If you remember, I explained that you don't have to just say that it's lirabot. It actually fits in that we see that the 14th of Nisan is called Rishon. But we see from Rashi, he's still building on the stira, which means what brings it to what brings him to say this drasha, because as I told you, in the pshat, barishon, barbasa yom, Rishon is referring to the month. It's not referring to barbasa.
Right, right.
So what forces him to say that drasha is the fact that, after all, you do have the stira of the two psukim. He's still building on Abaye's stira. It's just that he's saying a little bit better than Abaye. He's saying that it's not lerabot, it's in the meaning of the pasuk. Because 14th can be called Rishon. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak comes along and he says, no, you don't even need the urgency of the contradiction is not necessary here. On its own, left alone, in its own merit, the word Rishon means Meikara. So he's saying much more than Rabbi Ishmael.
And this was Rabbi Ishmael, or this was the Beit Midrash of Rabbi Ishmael?
Well, the way it's recorded is Tana Devei Rabbi Ishmael, the Yeshiva of Rabbi Ishmael. But we take it always, whenever it says Tana Devei Rabbi Ishmael, as the opinion of Rabbi Ishmael. It could be, yeah.
That's because we have a different opinion on the bottom in Tosua.
Right. Tana Devei Rabbi Ishmael. You could always say that in the yeshiva of Rabbi Ishmael, they gave one way to support Abaye's way, and then they had their own way of learning. It doesn't exclude learning a different way. It's not necessarily a stira. I hear your question, but it's not necessarily a contradiction, because in the yeshiva of Rabbi Ishmael, probably the main way of Rabbi Ishmael himself was what we're going to learn later, right? But they also supported the way of learning of Abaye with this matzinu that they said.
That fits nicely.
Okay, Rabotai, have a great day. Have a great weekend. Shabbat Shalom. I'm so happy to...